It has been a long time coming, but the walls are coming down at Valley View, at LBJ and Preston. In fact, specifically, the first store that was built at Valley View hit the skids on Thursday. The Sears started coming down. Sears spun off their real estate here several years ago to a company called Seritage Growth Properties. They have teamed up with KDC here and also Toll Brothers and have an exciting project they're working on. James Bry has been overseeing this for the last 4 years from Seritage and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
So what's the last 4 years been like getting this off the ground? For us, it's been a lot of waiting.
So, you know, Seritage bought 266 Sears and Kmart properties in at our inception. We're pretty much a startup, and that was the formation of our company. And Valley View is one piece of what our mission is, revitalizing all of these properties around the country. We've commenced over 100 now. But this one is really unique and special for us. It's the largest project we've gotten entitled to date, with over 2.2 million square feet. It has a really great mixed-use community with office, residential, entertainment, retail, food and beverage, and we even have a hotel entitled on this project. And so for us, this is, and it's, that is all centered around a three-acre park. Our mission was to design a project with our consultants that could stand on its own if need be. We hope that over the long term that the entire Valley View Mall in Midtown Dallas is developed, but park heritage is very special for us.
So what you're talking about right now is a series of apartments, 5-6 story building of apartments, and spots anyway for office buildings and that sort of thing. So does a day like this, bringing the store down, sort of help the tenants get off the sideline and make up their mind?
I think it does. I think that it shows that we're real, the project is real, that the project is commencing. You know, and in today's environment, in anything you're doing, the people want certainty, right? The user wants certainty around when the project could be delivered. So today commences what is still a pretty long process to demolish this building and the couple other buildings that sit on the parcel. We have to build roads and infrastructure. We're really creating 6 city blocks on the 22.5 acres, and that takes time before we can to be able to then go vertical with the buildings, and to be able to get ourselves on a time frame and a schedule that we can commit to the office user, the, you know, hopefully national headquarters of some company, and that we can commit to the retail users, the potential cinema, entertainment, the food and beverage restaurants, that we can, you know, have certainty that there will be residential here, you know, in our announcement with our partnership with Toll Brothers. I think all of that gives and around the vision when we're presenting it to the tenants, and we can say, these two buildings were partnered with KDC. Here's KDC's track record in Dallas. It's, you know, you can't challenge that.
Toyota, State Farm, et cetera.
Right. Here's Toll Brothers, the first phase of our 2 phases. And the intention is only to build the first phase right now. So here's our first phase. You know, again, a publicly traded, you know, a preeminent real estate developer.
So when this is built out, what do you have a sense of what the, I mean, how much is it going to be worth? What's the value?
I'd rather not talk to the end value, but the investment, it'll be over $1 billion.
And over what time do you think? When, how long? I guess it depends on how, if Toyota shows up and wants to relocate here in 2 years, it'd be immediate.
It would be faster, right? Exactly. So the real planning is one of the two residential buildings, one of the two office buildings we already have programmed, the retail building being able all to come up at the same time. And, you know, that's one of my team as the master developer, Seritage Growth Properties as the master developer here, working in concert with KDC and Toll Brothers. Our my team's responsibility is to make sure these things, all the pieces of the puzzle come together at the same time, because it, you know, the idea is to create a place, a new place. Dallas has some wonderful places, it truly does. But you can see from all the people who came out today, everybody's been long time overly excited about something happening in this part of, specifically this part of Dallas.
You know, this is a little unique. We've been waiting for this so long, and all of a sudden, everything's going on at once. I mean, this is a large, high-profile intersection of a much larger product. Scott Beck from Beck Ventures was on the program last week talking about his plans, and he's undergoing demolition. Is this, can you coordinate, or, I mean, you're competing against each other in a sense.
In a sense, we are. But in order for this area to be what it really wants to be, you need independent developers developing their parcels and approaching it that way. There are market studies which will show that the demand and the amount of residential that can be absorbed directly here on the Valley View site is much greater than 300 units. So we're in competition, but as social beings, people want to live near other people. They want to live in a vibrant, active community, right? That's what people want these days. I think they've always wanted it. I don't think that's really actually new, but so we need other developers to be commencing their projects too. We think it's great that Beck Ventures is actually getting momentum the way they have. I mean, we've designed our project to be able to stand alone if necessary, but at the end of the day, this whole district, including the park that the city has planned for, not the 3-acre park on Park Heritage, but the 20-acre park that the city has planned for, it needs this kind of investment and activity in order to make that a reality as well.
You know, the one other question is mobility. I mean, you're right on, as I say, a major intersection, Preston and LBJ. So you've got good access. But, you know, you add a few more 1,000 people around here, and the city's growing anyway. How do you get around? How do you get people here? How do you move them around this enormous development once they are here?
So the city does have plans for a light rail of sorts. I think it's a rubber-wheeled one, rubber-tired system, elevated system is what they're planning for right now. It's in the, I don't want to say early stages of how it's going to work, but and where it's what it's actually going to connect and everything. It's pretty far along on some of the due diligence. But now when you start to see what Seritage is going to build, and then you lace in where that train needs to go, right? That's the kind of thing, because you don't want to just have the train here. There's nobody here to have the train for. And how that all gets planned together, that's us working together. It's Beck's working with the city. It's everybody working with the city and the transportation authority to make that happen. I think the other thing, and I'm not from Dallas, but and that's why we partner with local people so that they can help us in this regard. Our all of our consultants are local. Our development partners are local. Is that everybody says that the traffic on the tollway goes both ways, right? That's what I think's been missing here in Midtown, is the opportunity to kind of cut some of that off, right? We're giving a new place for people to live. So hopefully, I think the long-term vision that this reduces congestion in other parts of the city and the major suburbs.
Well, it's taken a long time, but finally the dirt is flying, and I've got a feeling we're going to be seeing a lot more of you here over the next few years. James Price, the Executive Vice President of Development and Construction, happily, at Seritage Growth Properties. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.